Welcome to episode 38 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. On this week's show, I'm heading back from Derbyshire, where I recently spent a weekend celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Peak District National Park. Over the course of that weekend, I took the opportunity to go on a 10-mile hike through some fantastic scenery, and of course, my camera went with me. I think it's always nice to take a non-technical approach when considering photography on longer routes, especially when travelling on foot. For one thing, it lets me enjoy my surroundings far more than if I get laden down with kit and technique. So, to kick things off, and in stark contrast to the great outdoors, let's pick things up as I'm sitting in my car somewhere along the motorway. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 38. It's 3:30 in the afternoon and I'm sat in my car at one of the service stations along the M1 motorway here in the UK. It's the Sunday of the last bank holiday of the year and I am about 1 hour into a 4-hour journey heading back down south from Derbyshire, where I've been spending this weekend with a whole bunch of really interesting and very passionate about what they do people from the outdoor community. Now, I think I've mentioned this in the past, and certainly, guys, if you're listening to this, and obviously you were there that weekend, it was really great to meet you. This weekend was a chance to meet up with like-minded people that love the outdoors. There are a load of people there that are into their wild camping, i.e. pitching up anywhere you can find a space in the great outdoors and along your route, walking and that sort of thing. But there are also people there that just love camping, love walking, just love the outdoors. So today I'm talking about not so much a photography shoot, because there was no shoot as such. It was just a case of coming up here, meeting people that share similar interests and taking some pictures along the way, maybe. And that's what I did along the way. Now, in terms of what camera I decided to take with me, that was quite an interesting question, because I was very clear that I didn't want this to turn into a photography shoot. I was here just to get away from things for a weekend and meet these people. But I did take just one camera, one lens, a couple of memory cards which were already in the camera, a couple of 8 gigabyte SanDisk memory cards, which I always use, and flash gun, just in case I needed that. Oh, and a tripod as well. Didn't really use the camera that much, actually, because when I was out and about, for example, on Saturday, yesterday, we went for a 10-mile round route walk, myself and four other people, and again just having a chat and taking in the views and what have you. And the weather was pretty fair. I had a Berghaus rucksack, not a photography rucksack, just a regular rucksack, which had some waterproof clothing. It had my lunch and a flask and what have you in it, and it had I had my Nikon D3 with a 24-85 lens in it, and that's all I took with me in the event. That actually stayed in the bag all the way around that route, because I actually had separate to that my tried and tested, very old, battered Canon G9 power shot point and shoot camera, and that's what I was using actually to shoot all the shots that I took along the way. I also took along the very small and compact Kodak ZX5 video camera stroke stills camera, which I'm in the process of testing. But it was interesting talking to some people. Of course, people say, oh yeah, did you get some really nice shots? And we're talking about the logistics of carrying kit and how much you take and what have you. And it was just really nice not to be thinking, as much as I did take that camera with me around that route, I wasn't bothered actually whether I used it. And I think this is quite interesting. You know, I love the outdoors. I love being among people who also love the outdoors. And I didn't mind not really thinking in depth about taking lots of, you know, sort of technically biased pictures, thinking about big compositions and apertures and whether I'm going to use a slower shutter speed to create a nice effect with a waterfall or anything like that. It was nice just to be walking and talking with people. The G9 is very good for that, and in conversation, talking to a number of people that had various cameras along of this type, and it just kind of, it's what I always say to people, it doesn't matter what camera you've got. If when you're walking a route, or whether you're, I don't know, just going out into town and you decide to take a camera, or if you decide to walk along the water's edge or something, as long as you've got a camera to record the scene in front of you or events that might happen along the way, that is the most important thing, because any picture is better than no picture. Of course, the more technical you get, more proficient you get, you're going to be getting pictures that you're going to be happier with. And if you're thinking about entering competitions, for example, the judges are going to look more favorably because they look better quality and they're, you know, better technical ability. But it was nice just to have a little wander around and you know, not have to think too much about photography. Now, on the, when was it, Friday evening, that's right, get my days muddled up. We'd all just been to the pub, which was conveniently quite close to the campsite, just a couple of minute walk up the road. And there was a really nice light. The lights from the pub, and this is probably around about sort of 11:30 at night, something like this. And there was as a kind of like a mist was descending. So I thought I'd go and grab the tripod from back at the campsite and go and take some shots. Now, I actually recorded a separate piece of audio for you guys, which will be featuring somewhere along the way. I won't spoil the recording by telling you what happened, but suffice to say, it didn't quite go to plan. But I still got some nice shots, which I'm quite looking forward to having a look at. That was a time where, because people were back at the site, a lot of people were sort of getting into their tents, going to sleep, what have you, just gave me a chance just to think a bit more technically in terms of how I was framing up pictures, thinking about visually striking pictures. But that was, I don't know, in some ways it seemed like a bit of an indulgence for this weekend. But those pictures are, they weren't shot for stock as such. They were, if anything, were just shot for the thought that I'm going to be illustrating a either a podcast recording, the show notes there, or they're going to be maybe in a written up post on the blog. And yeah, I've got a number of things lined up that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be writing a post about this weekend, and all the great and interesting people that I've met along the way. But yeah, it's just nice. I just wanted to record a few thoughts about, and I've spoken about this in the past on both on the blog and on the Active Photographer podcast, the importance again of, you know, I do this all through the week. I'm a photographer. I take pictures for a living. It's kind of assumed that you're going to want to be taking pictures on all your big, heavy, flashy kit all the time. But when you think about it, if you were an accountant, say, and you love what you do, would you necessarily want to be spending your bank holiday weekend sitting down doing your accounts? Maybe you would, I don't know. If you're a mechanic, would you want to be fixing your car on your day off. You know, as much as I love photography, I really do, but that's the whole point of this weekend was just to, it was about the people rather than the photography. And yeah, the shots I've got on the G9 as I was walking along sort of hill paths and down past rivers and through woodland and stuff, they're really nice, but they're nicer pictures to me because I know they were taken without any pressures, without any, you know, for one thing, because I was walking with this group of other people, I didn't want to hold them up. Now, they would have, you know, I could have said to them, you carry on, I'll only be a minute or so or what have you and catch up with them. But I didn't want to slow down the others by saying, hang on a second, just want to take this picture and all the rest of it. Sometimes I stopped and was talking to the other guys there about the shots that they were taking, and we talked a little bit of technique, and we were talking about what cameras people use, and specifically for the outdoors. You know, those of you that are listening who love the great outdoors, you love going camping, you like doing lots of walking or mountain biking, you're going to have specific requirements for your camera that you're going to buy or use, because you might be thinking of doing ultra lightweight backpacking, so weight is of a premium is the key factor, or you want to be able to pack a very small rucksack and not be bogged down. I didn't have a need, for example, to carry a tripod when I went on these on this walk. The light was good enough, and again, it would have, tripods are good because they slow you down, they make you think about what you're photographing, but it wasn't practical for what I was doing there. So yeah, it was, I just wanted to record just a little bit, just a few thoughts, and as much as anything, I just needed to get off the motorway, because I'm, this first hour, it's a lovely hot day, it's, well, when I turned the engine off, the readout on the display here was saying that the temperature outside was 19 degrees, so it's a nice sunny day, it's a bit of a breeze, blue sky and puffy white clouds. I just needed to pull off the motorway because I was starting to feel a little bit sleepy. I haven't actually got round to having my lunch yet, so I've actually got down here a Berghaus flask with a chicken pasta soup type arrangement in it. It's all glamorous, this photography lark. But yeah, just giving myself a few minutes out to do that, and I reckon, yeah, it's going to be, factoring in traffic, it's probably going to be nearer 7 o'clock by the time I get home. You know, unpack everything. When I was packing up, as much as the fly sheet of my tent was dry, the absolute base of the tent was a little bit wet, so the ground sheet there, so I need to kind of hang those up to dry and what have you. But all in all, it's been a fantastic weekend. I've really enjoyed, as I say, those of you that are listening as a result of our conversation, and you know, this weekend it was really nice meeting you, and hopefully I'll be keeping in touch with a lot of people. Certainly there's a few people that I was speaking to in terms of activities and collaborations between them and the active photographer. So for those of you listening who aren't one of those people, you can look forward to some really good developments coming up in the future with the Active Photographer website, with events that I'm going to be at and that I'm going to be running. Again, just building the community of people that love the outdoors and all the activities involved and that love photography. You know, it's a really good, and I had this conversation with a number of people, there's a really good crossover between the outdoor community, the outdoor world, and that of photography. And it's all about sharing experiences. It's all about talking about what you find works for you and what doesn't, and, you know, just helping each other out along the way. So, you know, all in all, a really good weekend. Really enjoyed it. And I look forward this coming week to catching up with a few people and putting in motion the first steps towards other exciting things. So, really positive, and on that note, I'm going to get on with my pasta soup. The picture pictures I shot over that weekend can be seen on the Active Photographer Facebook page. And, as I said, I'll be bringing you the nighttime audio shortly. Next week, in fact. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. You can check out the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.